And now we're going to look at how a holy soul can pass its purgatory within someone's house. So this sounds a little creepy to me, but let's see what Padre Pio did. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring you a glimpse into the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Please do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession could do for you. And I'd like to very quickly thank our protected Child of Padre Pio patrons for your support, because through this you are making these videos possible for everyone. If anyone would like to become a protected child of Padre Pio patron, please watch the video on the end screen. Our story takes place with a Father Francesco Napolitano. And he tells us this, that one day in 1945, everyone in the monastery had just finished praying the midnight office. And then Friar Pedro returned to his room. So this is Padre Pio's monastery in San Giovanni Rotondo. And when he arrived at his room, Friar Pedro, to his great surprise, he found someone sitting there at his desk, a young monk. And he said that the hood covered his head. And in fact, his head was resting on his hands as if he was thinking about something or reflecting on something. This situation seemed a little unusual to Friar Pedro. And also, he did not recognize this monk. So he said, "Who are you?" I asked him this loudly. And the response apparently was something completely unexpected, because the young friar who was sitting at the desk, he just simply disappeared. He vanished right there in front of Brother Pedro's eyes. So Brother Pedro was now terrified, and he let out a scream, and he headed off down the passage in the direction of Padre Pio's cell, asking for the help and protection of Padre Pio. Padre Pio had also participated in the midnight office. He had not yet gone to sleep. And so he tried to calm Brother Pedro down. Then he placed his hands on Brother Pedro's shoulders and accompanied him back to his cell. And when they arrived there, Padre Pio said to him, "Brother Pedro, the young friar you saw at your desk was in fact a poor novice who is spending his purgatory here in this cell. But there is no need to worry, because he will not bother you again, and you will not in fact see him again." And then Padre Pio recommended, "Do pray for him and recommend his soul to our Lord, that he can go to heaven quickly." And then Padre Pio blessed him and advised him, "Now go to sleep, because it is late, and try to sleep peacefully." But we can only imagine the terror that Brother Pedro had. How frightening it must have been, such a realistic apparition, appearing and then disappearing right there in front of him. And as we see in reality, it was his holy soul from purgatory asking for prayers in order to be able to enter heaven quickly, as Padre Pio explained. And then next time on this channel, we're going to see how our good saint Padre Pio was having some credibility issues. And so, because of this, he was appearing regularly to another holy stigmatist at the court of the Holy Office, there asking for prayers, and yet all of this without even having left his monastery in San Giovanni Rotondo. So please do join us next time for that. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, "Those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity"? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.